Start this year, we're talking about specific nekudas in our avoda and Adar and Nisan coming up. Because I feel personally that I see a lot of my friends, I see a lot of people in YU that after Purim, Adar is very shvach. You know, like, if people forget that Mishnechus Adar Marbim is Simcha, they're supposed to have Simcha the whole month. And after Purim, it's like, okay, when's Pesach? People are going shopping, I already see the supermarkets. Right after Purim, they already have the whole all the shelves up. Like, people are like, so fast getting out of Adar. Like, where are you running? There's a shita, somebody told me, my friend told me today, that there's a halachic source for this, that every Marbim is Simcha doesn't mean that the whole month is supposed to be more than normal. But every single day is supposed to be Marbim the day before. So really, the end of Adar is supposed to be the most Simcha out of all the days of the month. So really, it's the opposite of what seems to happen. So we should have a schus that we have more simcha towards this week. And then Shabbos, when Nisan comes, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Shabbos, we'll already have the most simcha of the whole year. And the raya for this is that the saying, the Mishnichnas Adar, Mar Mishimcha, people don't quote the first part. Mishnichnas Av Ma'atim Bishimcha. What does that mean? That means that you're supposed to have simcha the whole year, but in certain months we raise it or we lower it. But it's mashma from that Gemara that you're supposed to have simcha the whole every month. For certain months you lower and raise it. So we're going to talk tonight a little bit of our nekuda specific to Adar and Nisan. And I want to quote again from Rav Avram Shor. He's a goyin. He's very down to earth. His Torahs are very easy to understand. He explains things very well. So I usually quote from him, but tonight I'm going to quote from a couple other sources that I saw to change it up a bit, keep it fresh. So let's just jump right in. So the Sfas Emes is quoted saying that the Zohar points out that Adar is mechaper, is metakin mishum oneg. Like Elul is metakin, or Yom Kippur is metakin, Purim is metakin oneg, and Yom Kippur is metakin inoy. Inoy means we do it through like affliction, and on Adar in Purim we do metakin our din through oneg. So he explains that to mean that just like Elul, the 30 days of Elul are Yemei Tshuva leading up to Rosh Hashanah, we're supposed to have a yira, a pachad from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a fear of God that leads us to repent for our sins. So too Adar is the opposite of that, which means the whole month of Adar we're supposed to have midas ahava sashem and tshuva me'ahava. So he explains that our voda in the month of Adar is to do tshuva, but it's a different type of tshuva than Elul. It's a tshuva me'ahava, and we'll get to more pratim in a minute. There also mentions the Sfas Emes that there are 40 days between Rosh Chodesh Elul and Yom Kippur. The same connected the 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Adar, till Yud Nisan. And he says, Yud Nisan, I looked it up, it sometimes falls on Shabbos HaGadol, but not always. But when it falls out, when you get to the 40th day, Yud Nisan, that's a day where the Sfarim point out that was when we got to the Yardane, after the Midbar. Because that was the culmination of our entire journey to become into the Knesset HaAretz. Because that was mamish the climax of Yitzias Mitzrayim, which would made us a nation. The Yitzias Mitzrayim is, we mentioned that by a ton of mitzvahs. It was Echir Yitzias Mitzrayim. Hashem tells us to do all these things because He's the God who took us out of Mitzrayim. He always mentions that because it's one of the simanim that Hashem gave that He has with us that He took us out. That was only b'chesed. We didn't deserve it, as we'll speak about in a minute. So Adar is Yemei Tshuva Me'ava. That's the first nekuda. Okay? He also points out that this is the one of the character traits of Adar, we always say in the singing the famous song, that V'nahapoichu, he says that, to touch on that, he says, V'nahapoichu is not just the dinim by Purim, it's this hapeich, our sins, to become mitzvahs. Because that's what Tshuva Me'ava does. It's a Tshuva Shlema, and it's mishapeich. It's a dinim mishapoichu, it's going to flip our sins to become mitzvahs. He quotes from a sefer. It's called the Imre Chaim. I forget which sect of Hasidus it is. I think he's in the sect of Vizhnitz, the second Vizhnitz Rebbe, I think, if I'm not mistaken. So he says, we say every day, this is a good vort for every single day. We should think about this every day when we say Shmona Esrei. We say in the bracha of Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarah Secha, there's a line there that says V'chizireinu b'tshuva shleima l'fanecha. So what's tshuva shleima? It could have just said v'chizireinu b'tshuva l'fanecha. Why does it say b'tshuva shleima? So he wants to point out that Imre Chaim, because it's a word that it's a tshuva shleima, it's a tshuva me'ava, because a tshuva yira doesn't have the koach to flip your sins to be mitzvos. Tshuva ava we say is a higher level of tshuva. So tshuva shleima represents an extra tshuva, the best tshuva, which is tshuva me'ava. Which is what? Tshuva shleima hachzirenu b'tshuva shleima ari is the same gematria of misha nichnos adar marvin b'simcha. He points out. It's a good remez. That on adar, that is the nekuda. We have to have tshuva me'ava. Come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to return to Him, be'ava, and flip our sins to become mitzvahs. The bracha ends, harotzeh b'teshuva, and he quotes from other sources, that is the gematria of 1,021, which is the same gematria of Rosh Chodesh Adar, plus the three words, Rosh Chodesh Adar, that gives you the same gematria. There's so many ramazim, because it's clear that the avoda in Adar is tshuva, is tefillah, to come back to Kadosh Baruch Hu be'ahava. So that's the dvarim haneflayim of the Sfas Emes, that Rav Avram Shor is quoting of the other rebbes, the svarim. And now we're going to move on to Nisan. So this leads us into Nisan, because others, Elul as a whole is a hechi timsa. It's basically what that means is that Elul, we do tshuva in order to get to clean to be for Yom Kippur. Right? So if others, you made tshuva, so we must be cleansing ourselves for something. So we're cleansing ourselves to go into Nisan to be tahor. And Nisan, as the Svarim point out, when we say Hashachiyanu v'kiyamanu v'yigiyanu l'zman hazeh, the bracha, what we're saying is Hashem, we're thanking Hashem for bringing us to this time in the year, because this point out, the Svarim, is that when you get to certain times of the year when their original miracles happened, there's a koyach of that miracle that seeps into the time. There's a koach of that miracle that is around even thousands of years later. So we could tap into the geula of Yetzias Mitzrayim during Nisan. So we're coming. We have to be tahor for that. We have to come in to be able to tap into that. You have to be tahor. So you may Elul, you may others to be tshuva to go into Nisan. So Rav Meizlish in his Sefer Sichas Bavodas Hashem, I learned with Johnny Wiesel a couple days a week, once a week. So he says, what should we be thinking about in Nisan? Because now we should be working on ourselves. The last couple of days in Adar, this week, the last week, we should soak up every day, and we should think about coming back to Hashem, or think about how we love Hashem and Hashem loves us, and do tshuva me'ava. But what else could we think about? So in Nisan, he starts off saying that there's two types of lights in this world. There's a light that is just given to us, it's the sun, sunlight. You wake up, it's light time, depending on what time you wake up. Some people like to wake up earlier. But it's light outside. And then there's another type of light that you light a match, and you fire. That's also light. And if you have enough of it, I mean, you could kind of... It does the same thing, in essence. Just the sun is obviously gives it more light, but what's the difference between a man-made light and Hashem making the sun? Which is... So he says, he points out that memela is the difference. The difference is that there's human... the human creation of light... There's the human essence in the nair is not present in the sunlight. The sunlight is given to us. We didn't do anything to deserve it. Hashem has created the sun, and the sun rises, the sun gives off light. But a nair, I wanted to make a light, so I struck a match. So that's the difference. And he says that difference between those two lights is the difference between a person being zoicha to an aura being in the presence of Hashem, to being zoicha to being the hatzlacha kind of a Kadosh Baruch giving it to him. There's two ways you could be koina an or from Hashem. You could be koina it to your maisim toivim, right? You could work hard and deserve it, and Hashem will give you an insight. We see the gedolim; they work very hard, they're very holy, they have an insight that some people don't have. But then there's another type of or. There's the or of the shemesh that Hashem gives you no matter what. Hashem will give it to you as a matana, and b'chaz de Hashem. And a lot of people say that this is reference to Yetzias Mitzrayim, because what was Yetzias Mitzrayim? We were on the 49th level of Tumah. One more second staying in Mitzrayim, we would have been done. And Hashem decided He's going to take us out. And we didn't deserve it, for sure. We were on the lowest level, almost. So clearly, it's because of Chazdei Hashem that He gives us this type of light, this type of Ge'ula. So he says, to be zoicha to the first type, you have to work hard. But everyone at Nisan, because of the geula of Yetzias Mitzrayim, is zoicha to that second light, the or of the shemesh. Right? Everyone here is going to be zoicha to that shemesh, to the or. No matter what kind of maisim you do, maisim tovim, maisim mishus, whatever it is, Hashem gives you a certain light. He says there's one caveat to getting that light, to tapping into that gift. And that's just as if you wake up and the windows are closed and the blinds are closed, the light's not going to come in. Says you have to open the blinds. says the Maizrish. It means you have to remove the exteriors. You have to try to cleanse yourself. You have to work on it and say, you know what? I want to tap into the light, so I'm going to try to be better. I'm going to try to remove those coverings, the kisui between me and Hashem, the wall that sometimes I put up because I don't do the best midos, but I'm going to try to work on it to try to remove it. And that's what Hashem asks for, because he can give you the light regardless. It's there. You just need to be able to remove the... It's up to you to remove it. So that's what he says. And then he quotes from Shemi Shmuel. Let's see. I'm doing good on time. The Shemi Shmuel, who was Sokachov, who was the Avnei Nezer's son, quotes his father a lot in the Sefer. It's a great Sefer. It's very. I went to Rabina's office once on Shavuos, and it was packed because everyone was in there just trying to schmooze with him. What else are you going to do at 3 in the morning? So I went in and I saw he has like a ton of svarim in the front of his office. So I pulled off a Shemi Shmuel because I heard it's like a nice Hasidic Sefer. I didn't know anything of it. This is like 5 years ago. And he saw me in the corner of his eye. I don't know how he even noticed me. There's like 30 people in front of him. And he's like, Mashallah. He's like, you like the Shemi Shmuel? I was like, I don't know what it is. I heard it's good. He's like, he said he likes it. He gave a Haskalah. He's like, I like that Sefer. It's very good. He says, easier than Sfas Emes, but it's just as good, the Torah. So he gave me a Haskama to read it. So I like it a lot. I recommend it. I just bought it from this farm sale this year. So I recommend getting it. So he quotes in the Shemi Shmuel. And the Shemi Shmuel writes, there's a piyut. Some people in my shul, this is in Riverdale, do it. I don't know how some people do this. They say piyutim on forced partios. Yeah. People say piyutim in the back.
Only your shul in Riverdale, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, not many shuls do this anymore, but for some reason, yeah. my shul feels like
there's
it's
a reason.
You also? The Hasidic Minhag, they like to do it. Maybe
the first Gabbai of the young Israel came from a Hasidic Shul.
Oh. Right, exactly.
They do it in like 5 minutes.
So that's what basically they do, but it's extra davening and no one really says it, whatever. But whatever, there's a piyut in there that he talks about. It says, a Chodesh Asher Yeshuos Bo Mekifos. He's talking about Parshat Chodesh that's coming up. Shabbos HaChodesh. He says, what is it? In the piyut there, in Musaf, some people say, it says HaChodesh Asher Yeshuos Bo, the month of Yeshuos, the month of salvation, is a Makifos. What is Makifos? I thought he was talking about Kafos Koma, like a walled city, but he says no, that the Shemi Shmuel points out in the name of the Chidush Yerim, that who was the Sfas Emes' grandfather, he says that it's a Lashon Makif. What is a Makif? You learn Pirkei Avos, it says Chenveni is Makif. A Chenveni gives out a Makif, and it translates to a credit. They ever go to a store in the old city, there's a guy who used to go, and people used to do this on Shabbos. I don't know if they asked Shiloh about this, but they walked into this non-Jewish store. He's an Armenian guy, Sammy, I don't know if you guys know who he is, in the old city, I don't know if he's still there. And they would go to him, and they'd say, oh, I need something on Shabbos, I'm starving, and Nativ didn't have good food. I want to grab like a couple of those iced teas, whatever, and I'd chug them. And they'd say to him, yo, Sammy, I'll pay you back after Shabbos, and he's fine with it. He says, okay, sure, you know, it's a credit. Makif means credit. So I don't know if that's allowed to do that on Shabbos. It's a code or something. We'll have to look into it. But people would, what?
Yeah.
I hope so. I really hope so.
He writes it down.
Whatever it is.
Well,
maybe he's getting the right.
Because like for the regulars that he knows, they come in there and like buy everything.
Right.
Like,
so they pay you back. Right.
Like, from the beginning, like if he sees you, like, all right, what's your name? Right. And then what's your regular answer?
So that's what the Mishnah says. A chenveni is makif. A chenveni, a store owner, will want to give credit if he's asked. Because the person doesn't have the money, but he still will. He feels that the person will pay him back in the future, and it's worth it for him. So that makifos, that this chodesh is Yeshuos. So makifos, what does that mean? That Hashem gives us Yeshuos in this chodesh of Nisan. Hashem gives us Yeshuos, but it's a credit. What does it a credit mean? It means it's like the or. He gives it to you because it's a matana. Bechaz de Hashem is going to give you a Yeshua. You don't deserve it right now, but he's investing in you. He's like, I'm going to save you because I love you, and I'm going to give you this or. I'm going to give you matana. I'm going to give you a good situation, a good life, because I believe you're going to come back to me. Whatever it is, you're going to grow. You're going to do better. And he's investing in you, and Hashem believes in you. If you say Modan in the Fanecha Melech HaVikayim, we say that Hashem, we're thanking Hashem for believing in us. He's giving us our neshamas back every day. It's Hashem believes in you. So that's what Achodesh Hashem Yeshuas Mekifos means. And the Yeshem Yishmael adds on a caveat himself. He says, just like Rav Meisler said in the beginning, he said, the caveat is, what's a credit? A credit is only when you walk into Sammy in the old city and you say, hey Sammy, I'll pay you back. If you walk in and just take something and walk out, that's stealing. He's gonna try to arrest you. But you have to ask for it. So what does the Shem Yishmael say on the Chiddush Erim's Chiddush? He says that you have to ask Hashem for the Yeshua. You have to... You can learn that in two ways. You can say you have to mamish daven, which is always important. You always have to daven. Always have daven. You always have to have connection in that way. But also you have to ask, you have to show Hashem that you want the Yeshua. You have to say, I'm working on myself. You have to show Hashem that you're interested in the Yeshua, or else he's not going to just give it to you. A credit means you're asking for a favor. So Hashem has no problem giving you a credit. He has no problem giving you an order that you don't deserve. But you have to ask for it. You have to show that you're interested in it. You have to want it. You have to desire to get better, to do better for that Yeshua. So that's the Devarim of the Shem Yishvul and the others. So I'm going to end off with two things that we can maybe focus on during this time to try to work on. Because, you know, if it's all about tshuva, it's all about being Torah, it's all about being close to Hashem and showing Hashem that we want to have this, and I'm going to end with this. What are the two things about Pesach that we should work on? So he writes two things that are unique to Pesach that we have an extra reason to work on. So let's talk about Shmiras HaLashon and Shmiras HaNayim a little bit. So Shmiras HaNayim, the Pasuk says, the Divrei Shmuel quotes this. Who's the Divrei Shmuel? The Divrei Shmuel was Shmuel Weinberg. He's not related to the Weinbergs from Tinek. But he was from Slonim. He was actually related to the Nesiv HaShalom. Nesiv HaShalom only passed away recently, only like 18 years ago. So he was like his great-great-grandfather. He was the second Slonim Rebbe. So he says in the Pasuk by Shlosh Regalim in Dvarim, it says, Yire'e kol zechur recha es p'nei Hashem Elokecha. That's what it says. What does that mean? It means you have to appear. All the men have to appear. All of us in this room are going to have to go when the base midrash here, Mr. Shem. We're going to go up every of the regal, all three of the regalim. We're going to go up and we're going to be in the base of midrash. And what does it say? Yeira'eh. You're going to appear. It's lashon appear, but it's lashon re'iyah. Meaning you're going to be standing with Hashem in the base of midrash. So how do you be zoichet to see the p'nei Hashem? You have to have tahor einayim. It's pashat. The yeira'eh, when Hashem, you're not going to be zoichet to see Hashem if you're not going to have a pure einayim yourself. So in order to have this chus of seeing p'nei Hashem elokecha, you have to have yeira'eh kol zechur. You have to have proper re'iyah. So you have to make sure to take care of your eyes and look at what's proper. Another raya that you should work on this, and it's specifically to Purim, to Pesach, as opposed to the other regalim, is because it says in the Haggadah, what's Mora Gadol? Mora Gadol is an awesome power. What does that mean? So the Chazal say, it's Zu Gilo Shechina. It means he revealed himself. That it's mashma that you should see it. The Gilo is a lashon of like seeing it. So they were able to feel and see Hashem's Shechina who was with them. So Pesach is a day, is a time where we're supposed to focus on purifying our eyes and making sure we're looking at proper things. And also we say in the Haggadah, Kechol Asher Asa Hashem Lekecha B'Mitzrayim Le'Einecha. It's all about the sight, and Pesach has a lot to do with us, Metayer Arinayim. Maybe B'Schus that we should all learn a little Me'or Einayim. The Chernobyl Rebbe's Sfarim are very good. And Weinberger always has a story over that there was a man who got, he had an infection in his eyes and he was going blind. And he was very nervous. He didn't want to go blind. Who wants to go blind? So he said, he went over to the Rebbe, one of his Rebbe, and he said, what should I do? And the Rebbe told him, you should learn Ma'or Einayim every week. This guy's still alive, I think he said. It's a true story. The guy said, you should learn Ma'or Einayim, and you'll have a refuah. So this guy started learning Ma'or Einayim, and his eyes slowly got better, and the infection went away. And he still continues, the way Weinberger said, he continues to this day learning Ma'or Einayim. Before every Shabbos, he learns Ma'or Einayim. So Ma'or Einayim is a special sefer. I encourage everyone to read it also. So we have to Metayer Einayim. It's so much so that the Gemara has a machlokes in Chagiga of a Suma, a blind person is chayav to even go up to the Olah L'Regel. Maybe he's Pater because he can't see and he can't be seen. If you can't see, maybe you should be Pater. So maybe even in part, if you're blind in one eye, he says, you should also be. I don't know what the maskan is, I don't remember, but it's a discussion. Pasha. So we see that there's an Indian to focus on Tehar Matar Arinayim. And the last one is about Shmiras HaLashon. So Shmiras HaLashon, we know the famous Chavetz Chaim has a whole work on it. It's a very important sefer. They say about the Chavetz Chaim is that the irony of the Chavetz Chaim was what? He used to talk more than most people that knew him. The people who knew him, he talked more than them. So they say, why do you talk so much? You're so machbid on Shmiras HaLashon. Shouldn't you like not want to say anything just in case? He's like, no, it's usher to speak Lashon Hara, but it's mutter to talk. So I talk as much as I can without saying Lashon Hara, because he's showing that you could talk. Jews aren't about refraining from things. Like maybe other religions, like celibacy, maybe that's like the highest thing in life, you know, that they could do, be celibate. But the Jews believe in, we're not trying to refrain from things, we're trying to elevate the physical. So the Chavetz Chaim, it's not wrong for me to talk, it's wrong for me to say Lashon Hara, so I just won't say Lashon Hara, but I can talk as much as I want. And he tries to be mechazik the Jews, to show them you could talk it, as long as you're not saying Lashon Hara. It's a beautiful story. So Shmiras HaLashon, we know, Pesach, It's special for Pesach, because Pesach, what does Pesach mean? The mouth that talks. As opposed to Pera, which is the Osios Paro. Paro was using his mouth for trying to put us in Avodas Parah, to use evil decrees. He used the Lashon in a bad way. We have to be using the Lashon in a good way. And Pesach, when we had the night of the Seder, during Magid, all the Magid is just telling over the story. We're using our Lashon to tell over Kedusha, and to cling to Kedusha. And that's the element in Pesach is Lashon Hara. It's to work on Lashon Hara. And I'll give you one last word of the Tiferes Shlomo. Tiferes Shlomo says, who's Tiferes Shlomo? The Radomsky Rebbe. He says in his Sefer on the Pasuk of Matzos Teachel B'Makom Kadosh. Literal translation means the Kohanim had to eat the matzos in a holy part of the Beis Hamikdash. They couldn't eat it out somewhere specific, but he wants to make a taich. He says no. Matzos teachel, when you're eating the matzah, it has to be makom kadosh. Where do you put food? In a makom, you put a plate in your mouth. Where's the makom that the matzos are going to go into? It's going to go into your mouth. Your mouth has to be kadosh in order to be yotze the mitzvah of matzah. You can't eat matzah. You're the same. You say Lashon Hara, you're the same guy who says Lashon Hara. You're davening to Hashem. You think Hashem wants to hear from that mouth? The same mouth that goes and says nivul peh. He says you have to work on the nivul peh. You have to work on the Lashon Hara, because the way to eat the matzah in the proper way is to be makom kadosh. Your mouth has to be holy. So your eyes and your mouth are very important to Pesach. And it's something maybe that we can think about for the next couple of days into Adar and going into Nisan before Pesach, to maybe work on our eyes and our mouths, and to ultimately have a geula, and tap into that geula. Shalema, v'mheira b'yameinu amen.